Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kirsten Peck and Ed Rustioni with the Rotary Committee about Daffodil Days.
Well, Daffodils is underway here in Washington County. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah, the Daffodil Program was an original fundraiser of the American Cancer Society. But a few years ago, the Rotary Club of Washington, when the American Cancer Society decided not to do that anymore, the Rotary Club wanted to see it continue in Washington because it was such a well-loved fundraiser in the area. So last year, Rotary joined with the Washington County Relay for Life to do Daffodils. And so we are doing that again for the second time this year in collaboration with the Washington Rotary Club, Wellman Rotary Club, and the Relay for Life in town.
So people are able to order daffodils for themselves or to have delivered to a friend?
People are able to order daffodils for themselves, and then we'll deliver it. If they want to deliver to friends, they can do that.
Great. And then how much do you hope to raise through this fundraiser? And then how is the money used?
Okay, so last year we raised a total of $3,500 just selling daffodils through the Washington Rotary Club and the Relay for Life volunteers. And that money was split 50-50, 50% going to Rotary, 50% going to Relay for Life. So this year, now that we've expanded it to include the Wellman Rotary Club, we would just like to beat that $3,500 total. And the money is used in a variety of different ways. So the money that goes to Rotary is used for various projects in the community, such as local scholarships. And obviously the money that goes to Relay for Life is used to fight cancer in a variety of ways that the American Cancer Society does that.
Great. So people who order will have the deliveries where they order, whether it's Wellman or Washington.
Yes. Yeah.
Great. And then how do people go about ordering the daffodils?
So we will have Rotary members throughout the community out delivering that information in order forms. We are going to be working with a lot of local businesses to get that information out. But if someone would like to order daffodils, they can call myself, Kirsten Peck, and the number is 763-300-0280. And they can also contact Susan Wellington at Lending Hands, and the number out there is 653-2661.
And are there different packages for the daffodils?
Yeah, so we are selling bunches of daffodils this year and mini daffodils. So those are potted mini daffodils that people can plant in the spring. And then we also have a bunch in a vase.
Great. So there are a couple of different levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in closing, would you share what you enjoy about doing this?
I've always enjoyed daffodils because you're planting it in the dead of winter, and daffodils has always been a sign of hope and a sign of spring that it's going to return. So on a very cold day like this, that's always a nice reminder. And then it just goes to support some really great programs in the community.
Yeah, I agree with Kirsten on that. And I think that it's nice to do a fundraising activity where people actually get something tangible back from it rather than just writing a check and it going to a charity and they don't really, you know, the results that come from that are good, but it's difficult to see it on a personal level. But at least with the daffodils, people pay their $10 or the $15 for whichever one they decide to pick, and they get something from it, we get something from it, and it all goes to a good cause.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Kirsten Peck and Ed Rustioni from the Rotary Committee, speaking about Daffodil Days. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.